Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Our next guest is a successful Boston-based entrepreneur, founder of the agency Women Online. She's launched online campaigns for the UN, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, just to name a few. I mean, let's just put it this way. She runs a really successful company and has to give a lot of big, important presentations, you know, to say the least. But Maura Ahrens-Mealy is an introvert, and she says that forget leaning in, she in fact leans out. And she's got some big ideas on how to use the inherent skills of an introvert to fashion a new kind of professional success. And she writes about it in her new book, Hiding in the Bathroom, an introvert's roadmap to getting out there when you'd rather stay home. She joins us from NPR in New York. Maura, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Meghna. I'm so happy to be here.
It is great to have you. Now, hiding in the bathroom, is that something that you've actually done?
I continue to do it on a weekly, if not daily, basis. you know, I hide in the bathroom because I am an introvert. I'm not just an introvert. I'm a hermit. I work at home. I like a lot of alone time. I really need to sort of pace out my human interaction. And so when I'm in a situation where I'm with a lot of people, I have to be on, I'm schmoozing, I'm networking, I got to take a break in the bathroom to just sort of collect myself and take a moment. But the truth is, a lot of us do it. We just don't all admit it.
Yeah. I mean, I actually am, according to Myers-Briggs, and I don't know how much stock to put in that, but like I am a hardcore introvert myself.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Very like I score off the charts on the eye. But again, like I guess I should say, like, how is it that you are defining introvert in this case?
Well, you know, the thing is, there's no blood test for an introvert, right? So it is yeah. A little bit of a self-description. And actually, a lot of us are. I guess I'll ask you a few questions.
Oh, yeah.
Here's
okay.
Here's a good question.
Oh, my gosh. You're flipping the script on me. All right. I'm ready.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
I do my best work in a quiet environment.
Yeah. Although, I don't know, where I am in my life, I don't often find myself in quiet environments. But I suppose a soundproof studio is the definition of a quiet environment. So, yes.
Too much exposure to noise and light leaves me feeling drained or spacey or headachy. I hate those fluorescent lights.
Definitely.
Being out and about in a social or a work setting leaves me feeling drained, even if I have a great time.
I'm looking at my whole staff here, shaking their heads. Yes, I love you guys, but yes, you exhaust me.
Well, and also the thing is that you can be on in a really big way, like hosting a radio show, and then go have some quiet time. It doesn't mean you're not an introvert yeah. If you have a job as a radio host.
Well, I mean, actually, the truth is, I think being a radio host is perfect for an introvert, right? Because really what I'm doing is I'm talking to you. And it's a very intimate, actually, kind of form of communication, unlike some of the things that you have to do, which is, you know, speaking in front of the United Nations, which seems very nerve-wracking to me. So thank you for defining me as an introvert. I appreciate that. But the thing I really enjoyed about your book is that you say that there are core strengths or characteristics that people who identify as introverts may have, which actually can be seen as advantages when it comes to defining how you're going to be a successful professional. Things like embrace your anxiety?
Mm-hmm. Not every introvert is anxious. I just want to make that clear so I don't get any hate tweets. But a lot of us are. I have a lot of social anxiety. To me, anxiety is a tell at work when I need a little bit more space, when I need to pull back, when I'm out there too much. We all have tells that let us know that our work life is out of sync, right? The thing is, though, if you're an introvert and you can find that balance of enough alone time or working at home or whatever it is you need, and you get out there, you can be the most powerful salesperson, negotiator, etc. Let's face it. Success in our modern culture feels like a man talking in front of a room, right? Mm-hmm. We are all raised with this idea of the sort of garrulous, charismatic, successful leader who is, you know, usually a man talking at us. And so if that's not who you are, it can be really hard. And indeed, some data show that introverts earn less over time, get promoted to public-facing positions less, even though they're equally ambitious.
Yeah.
The thing about introverts is we're great listeners, right? You know that. We're empathetic. We help solve people's problems. And that's why we're incredible salespeople and we're really good at management because we're tuned in. And so in the book, I actually outline a lot of strategies, especially in sales, negotiation, biz dev, business development, networking, even building your social media brand, that allow introverts to use their secret superpowers, put those to work, but also know when it's okay to hang back and work in your yoga pants.
Today I'm wearing jeans, everybody. But to that point, though, you write about leaning out. And that was really interesting to me because, of course, Sheryl Sandberg's Lean In book was a giant success. And she is the paragon of the modern day kind of successful business person you were just talking about. So what do you mean by leaning out?
You know what? We can't all be Sheryl Sandberg. She's incredible and she is a role model, even to me. But I would be proud to be called the anti-Sheryl, because the truth is, even though I wanted to be Sheryl when I was younger and I tried to work very hard to work my way up in a corporate environment, et cetera, I was a really bad fit for it. I kept crying in the bathroom. I kept quitting jobs. It wasn't in my temperament. It wasn't the right work-life fit for me. And so I had to carve a different path. I'm actually 37% less successful than I would be, I think, if I was a great networker, if I loved getting out there, if I wanted to be more on all the time. But I accept that.
Wait, so
I'm
can happy. I just jump in here? 37%? Sure. That's a really precise number.
That's my random number. Oh, okay. Some days it's more. Some days it's like 60%. Okay. But, you know, I'm out there now, so it's only 37%.
But you say you're less successful. Are you saying like monetarily? Because I thought the whole point of your book is that you are redefining how we might measure success for introverted folks.
Absolutely. But I will be proud to say, I mean, let's face it, I'm a lot less monetarily successful than Sheryl Sandberg. Most of us are. But frankly, I took an alternate path, and by choosing to really control my time, my pace, the space of my work, by working at home in my yoga pants and having a business that is a wonderful business, but a small business, yes, I am less successful by any measure than I was on track to be at 25 when I was an up-and-coming marketing executive, or that many people are who have big jobs and big titles. You know, when we think of success in this country, we think of big, huge, dare I say, unfortunately. And so I'm actually trying to show people that if you are really ambitious and driven, but the life that it would take to be on all the time, to be a wannabe Sheryl Sandberg, just makes you anxious, it makes you upset, it makes you want to hide in the bathroom, you can pull back, have just enough success, and actually look forward to Mondays, because, like, what's better than that?
Yeah. You know, but part of me thinks that while I welcome your advice and it makes a lot of intuitive sense to me, there are also entire sectors of our economy right now, some of the most exciting sectors, whose they're like driving ethos is different. Like the whole tech sector is all about hustle. Put yourself out there. I mean, aren't people at risk of, well, you write about this, of missing out, or at least being having fear of missing out.
Hashtag FOMO. Yeah. We all suffer FOMO. And again, if you're a driven person, and this applies to a lot of people in Boston, I know and love you, you know, we're surrounded by a lot of really ambitious people who are doing really amazing things. And all of a sudden you turn on Facebook and someone that you know or you went to school with or whatever has gotten a round of funding. Someone is doing something incredible with their career and you've chosen to pull back and you feel a little bit left out. We all feel the FOMO. But the truth is, if you know, for example, that you're going to be a happy hermit, that you look forward to Mondays and you do your best work when you have a little bit more quiet time, when you're not out schmoozing, when you don't have to be posting on social media all the time, I think it's a fair trade-off to make. You know, no one tells us to make trade-offs when we're up and coming and ambitious, but sometimes trade-offs can be really good and give you the work life you need.
So, Maura, I'm wondering who this book is really for, because as I was reading it, I was thinking to myself, I wish I had this advice 15 years ago, right, when I was sort of starting my career. Because now I'm 15 years on. You know, I've got my home life, my family life. I feel like I'm lucky because I'm able to find the balance or the mix that works for me. But the pressures that you're describing, especially on introverted people, seem to be greater when they're just trying to get their careers off the ground.
You know, I think this book is really resonant with a lot of us. I was just riding in a cab in New York City and feeling just so overstimulated. And as I looked around, everyone was stressed out. They were on their phones. You know, we go to work now. We're in an open plan environment, a lot of people. We're on Slack. We're constantly communicating. We're always on. We all feel overstimulated, whether or not we're introverts. And I think that what I tried to do in this book is give people really solid strategies to pull back a little bit, know when to say no, know what to say yes to, and know how to push themselves and get out there when you need to. But yes, absolutely. I wish this book, I also wish I had had this book when I was younger. Maybe I wouldn't have quit so many jobs. Maybe I would be different. I think that it's a really, really helpful guide for our overwhelming modern times for everyone.
Absolutely. And when you were describing about open office plans and Slack, literally everyone around here was like, you're talking about our lives.
No more Slack.
Well, Maura Ahrens-Mealy is a Boston-based entrepreneur. She's founder of the agency Women Online and author of the new book, Hiding in the Bathroom, an introvert's roadmap to getting out there when you'd rather stay home. We've got more information about the book at our website, radioboston.org. Maura, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Meghna.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.